When I was a young man, we sang the song in church, "There is going to be a meeting in the air, in the sweet, sweet by and by." Well, friend, the meeting in the air is closer than it's ever been before. The Christians look forward to the meeting in the air, as the slave looked forward to Emancipation Day. To the families of this world, it will be the greatest family reunion ever gathered. To the church, it will be the greatest general assembly of all times, because there will be present the patriarchs of old, the apostles, the martyrs, the early church fathers, who dared to leave their tradition and follow the true light. There will be the heroes of faith and those of these last days who have stood true in the heat of the battle, who has stood firm in the face of compromise. Every faithful man from the days of Adam to our present day, they will come from the north, the south, the east, and the west to attend this greatest of all Christian assemblage. I can imagine the great assembly of worshipers beholding the person of our Lord and all the notables of every age who have worked to produce such a gathering. They are in for a time of joy such as no mass meeting, however great, could afford. When Miriam, the sister of Moses, comes in with her tambourine, and David, the sweet singer of Israel, brings his harp, and Solomon's temple orchestra, and the choir of thousands of voices together, with all the singers and musicians of all ages, all burst on the hallelujah chorus, the toils of this life will have all been forgotten. All of our struggles will have disappeared. That old song entitled "A Meeting in the Air" ended up with these words: "Such singing you will hear, mortal ears have never heard. 'Twill be glorious, I do declare. And God's own Son will be the leading one at that meeting in the air." And then, as we look over the multitude which no man can number, we will see many Christians of whom we have read much. Paul the Apostle may not have looked so good during his missionary trips, but see him now, wearing his crown of righteousness, which the Lord has given him, is a joy. As we continue to scan the multitudes of people, we will see many wearing martyr's crown and recognize them as some you have read about. As the joyful occasion proceed, Isaiah comes into view. He could very well say, "I wrote you about all of this." The Apostle Paul could say, "I told you so." So I ask you, can you afford to miss the great time known as the rapture? All of this is ushered in at the coming of Jesus, when he descends from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. The thrill in our hearts is that it could occur at any moment. Therefore, we should live in high anticipation. Yet today, our joy is not unmixed, as we realize our work has brought us in contact with many who have refused to accept the invitation. For them, there awaits everything but joy and happiness. I have given you a picture of the Christian's future, but there is a corresponding future for those who neglect to accept Christ. While the church is rejoicing in the air with the Lord, those who were not ready to go will undergo the most tortuous experience known to man. The Trinity of hell will be turned loose upon earth. The devil, the Antichrist, the false prophet, and during those years, which is 7, peace will be taken from the earth. A great war will result. There will be famines, death by starvation, death by the sword, death by the beast of the field. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.